Do you know what the primary function of your brain is? Take a moment. What is your brain's first function above all else? It's actually survival. Survival and safety are the primary functions of your brain. It's what your brain wants the most. The second question I'll ask you, how do you know that you're safe? Before we begin this lesson and any of the lessons that are here for you to use, think about how most movement and body exploration classes begin. So for instance, how a yoga class might begin, or even an exercise class, or even how you might go out and go for a walk around the park. We often throw around concepts like getting centered or grounded or clearing the mind. All these ideas are nice to create maybe a sense of calm, but is it actually creating a condition in which you know that you're 100% safe and free to explore new things, basically to learn? These concepts, they aren't biological. The brain's primary function doesn't recognize our recent invention of vocabulary. It recognizes its first invention of basic survival physiology, safe or unsafe. So this function is very primitive and it wins over all other brain processes. As you sit here, are there any residues from the past that you might be carrying with you that give you a sense of uneasiness or of wariness or maybe fear and a sense that I must protect? If so, then there's a chance that your primitive brain center, that those places are a little more online than they have to be. I'll ask again, how do you know that you're safe? The first step is actually to check out of yourself and into your environment, into the space around you. So often when we do these classes in awareness, meditation, we're asked to go into ourselves and to sense what's happening inside of the body. But actually, I'm going to ask you to do something very different and to actually look around. Take a few moments and let your eyes really go where they want to go. Let your head move a little bit, slowly and smoothly. Scan the room you're in, the coffee shop you're in, wherever you might be listening to this. So really do this for a few moments. And be curious to the level at which your breath might change as you do this. Don't change your breath, but just listen to see if your breath actually changes as you let your body take in, your body and your mind, everything take in the environment. Maybe notice your face, your mouth, your neck. Is there any tension that you're holding that you can slowly start to feel melt as you look around? Perhaps, you know, at times you might feel in a stressful situation that the walls are caving in on you. If you ever get a sense of that, in the future or even now, take a look at them and actually know that they're not. In other words, really check out your environment and see. Or maybe there's somebody in the room you're in the situation you're in, that you're not too sure of. Take a moment and look at them. Are they actually harming you? Maybe even notice the ground under your feet. So bring your attention to the environment that you're actually on, the surface of the chair you're on, the pressure between your feet and the floor or the ground. And don't ground yourself into it like we so often ask people to do to really find that support. Just notice it. Just notice how it supports you. And as you do that, also take a look around. Let your eyes go where they want to go. Can you do both at the same time? You see, if you were an animal in the wild going on its way through the plains, through a savanna, you would always, before you set off, you would look left and right. You'd scan your environment to make sure that things are safe. You'd do this before continuing on your way. So right now, as you sit or stand or lie, whatever you're doing, just experience your surroundings and the level of safety that exists in your environment. Then begin to notice and attend to your internal sensations. Once you've done this, then you're actually ready to learn.